While the state is experiencing a transition of power and new laws for the new year, lawmakers in D.C. still haven't made progress on how to reopen the federal government. That means national parks like Sequoia and Kings Canyon are currently closed, but the more popular park in our area, Yosemite, is still entertaining guests. But there are caveats, including limited resources and staffing. No one is at the ranger station handing out maps, and outdoor bathrooms along the trails are closed. None of that deterred Katie Arnst. I found her standing in front of Half Dome last week, trying to get the perfect shot. She's a photographer from Sacramento, who came here spontaneously.
This is my second day. Got here yesterday.
Arnst says she didn't see the trash and human waste that rangers have been posting about anonymously on Facebook. But maybe she just timed her visit well. The Fresno Bee reported that some have visited the park with the sole purpose of helping to pick up piled trash. But Arnst is a smart traveler, so she took some precautions.
You know, I definitely did a little more research. Brought my own toilet paper. researching what roads were closed, if a main highway I was going to take was closed.
Arnst didn't run into any closed roads herself, but park officials are turning away day visitors from the Highway 41 South entrance. Only guests with overnight lodging in the park can go through.
I mean, we came yesterday to like the other gate, and then they told us like that we had to come in through this other gate, which was like another, I think, hour drive.
Tyler Birch tried to enter Yosemite from the south entrance, but since he wasn't planning to stay overnight in the park, he got sent back through Oakhurst and Mariposa to another gate at Highway 140.
So then we just stayed in Oakhurst for like a while. I mean, for yesterday, and then we just came today instead.
It's not just Birch who spent more time in Oakhurst due to the shutdown. One restaurant owner says he's seen a lot more visitors than usual.
We had hour and a half waits, we had reservation bookings that I had to turn others away because I had tables reserved, or I had meals reserved that they were going to carry out.
That's Robbie Fleener. He and his wife have run Sugar Pine Pizza in Oakhurst for 9 years. He says the uptick in business could be from furloughed employees coming down for a meal and visitors who are taking advantage of the free park entrance. At the same time, though, Fleener says he feels bad for those who are struggling because of the shutdown.
I would love to take money out of my own account and help pay down the deficit, but I would want something in writing that when they do this or come anywhere near this again, they get spanked, just like a little child.
That's unlikely to happen, but it is true that the lack of services is keeping people, including children, away from the park. Jim Romo is one of them. He would have liked to take his grandkids, but it just seemed too complicated.
And I understand that many of the public facilities were not going to be available, so you'd have to be going into the hotels or perhaps some restaurants in the area. So we just thought that it would be a little bit too much trouble this time around.
Right now, hotels, stores, and restaurants in Yosemite Valley, which aren't operated by the government, are still open. At the same time, the Park Service will begin using entrance fees to fund basic operations, and that means Yosemite will continue to have visitors. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.